right, y'all. This is that time of the night. You know what I'm saying? This is Saturday night. Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CQW on your dial. And we're here each and every week, like I mentioned last week and all the other weeks, giving you that real feel-good throwback hip-hop and R&B vibe. You know what I'm saying? We got a big show planned for you guys tonight. Hope you stay tuned for the next 2 hours. And we're going to give you some goods. But a little story, y'all. Checking through my email, and I was receiving some promotional material from various people. I came across Eric Alper. He's like a promotional guy. He promotes a lot of artists. I get some of his stuff, but he sent me this really nice write-up of this Toronto R&B singer-songwriter named Amanda May, and she's out there in Toronto doing her thing, so I thought I'd reach out to her. Got some of her social contacts, and yeah, we're able to set up a video, so we're going to get into that with her. We got her on standby here, so we're going to get into that interview here, give you guys a little background of her musical styles, influences, and some of the music that she has out, and some of the projects she's looking to drop real soon here. So I hope you guys stay tuned for that. Then we're going to get in the second half of the show. We're going to do a little yearly wrap-up of 2021, talk about the little versus battle situation that happened between a couple artists, you know what I'm saying? There's a little scuffle. We're going to get into that in the second half of the show. But online right now, we have, like I was mentioning earlier, guys, Amanda May. She's with us all the way from the T-Dot, a.k.a. the 6, a.k.a. I don't even know what they call it these days, but she's with us right now. What's going on, Amanda?
Hey, DJ Platform. I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
thanks for taking your taking some time, you know, out of your busy schedule to join us, man. All the way out here in Winnipeg, a.k.a.
Yes.
A.k.a. Peg City, a.k.a. 204.
Hi, Peg City.
Yeah, a lot of monikers, man, we got up here, man. So, yeah, like I said, you know, it's nice, you know, that you got back to me and you were able to set this up. I mean, you know, for those out there that don't know, she's like an R&B slash neo-soul kind of artist, I would probably say.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I hear a lot of Erykah Badu and a lot of Jill Scott.
Oh, thank you. I've gotten Jill Scott before, so I appreciate that. That's amazing. She's obviously an amazing, talented woman. So to be compared to her, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I checked out some of your music. I was like, whoa, this girl's got some nice flavor, some nice talent. I mean, it's surprising that she's out of coming out of Canada. She has a very, very unique sound. It doesn't really sound too Canadian. It just sounds kind of just generic over abroad. You know what I mean? And she's she's doing her thing out in Toronto. So, you know, give the people a rundown, you know, of your your musical background going from the beginning, like say maybe growing up, where you grew up, who influenced you, who got you into music and everything.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm actually from Ottawa. I was born and raised in Ottawa, and I moved here out to Toronto about 6 years ago to start my music career. I just found that there were more opportunity here in Toronto, and that's why I moved here. But I've been singing, performing ever since I was probably 3 years old, ever since I could talk, really. So I was performing in choirs and plays and coffee houses all through high school into university. And then I kind of moved to Toronto, connected with a producer that was actually an acquaintance of an ex of mine, and then kind of sent him a DM, showed up for a studio session, and that's kind of how I got my start in recording music.
Holy smokes. Okay, so when did that all start? Like, what year would you say?
Yeah. So I'd say in 2015. I moved here in 2015, and then the next year is when I met my producer, Rex Jones. He's also from Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I just went over for a studio session. We had a great working relationship from there. I could just tell that we would have a great partnership.
Wow.
And he basically produced basically all of my tracks so far, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, very talented, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I really like his production style. He does have a nice, warm sound.
Yeah, and he also loved that dark, kind of gritty, clownish type trap vibe as well, so I got to explore a little bit of that in my sound as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good. Okay, good. Yeah. So you said you're originally from Ottawa there. So was there like a scene in Ottawa? Like, you know, did you look up to anybody or did anybody influence you back there?
To be honest, most of my recording and I established myself as an artist, as Amanda May in Toronto. So I can't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to be honest. But I know that there is definitely an R&B scene out there, okay. A rap scene out there as well. But
wow.
I had my start here in Toronto, I can say.
Wow, but yeah. I don't really think of, like, when I think of Ottawa, I just think of just, like, just a lot of political stuff, a lot of...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really see that there being much of a culture or a scene out there, but...
Yeah, and that's also a big reason why I moved here. I feel like Ottawa's a little more conservative. I know, hate on Ottawa. That's my hometown. I love Ottawa.
Yeah.
But here, it's just more of a melting pot. There's more diversity, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel more at home here.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Okay. So growing up in Ottawa, did you, like who'd you listen to growing up? Like, you know...
Yeah.
Like,
So my parents, they played a lot of Motown in the house, a lot of soul and a lot of R&B music, which is where I get most of my influences from. They'd be playing music from like Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Whitney, you know, Gladys Knight.
Okay, cool.
Brian McKnight, the list goes on.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. So you're like singing along as a youngster and everything. Like, was there anybody in school that you kind of got together with and, you know, jammed out, did some, you know, sing-alongs with or anything like that? Or
yeah, I mean, in high school, I had a friend who was a rapper, and together we kind of, like, dabbed into making music. That was probably my first taste of recording, being like, oh, okay, like, I want to do this, I like this.
Yeah.
But it was mostly just me, to be honest with you. I was not a shy kid, so any chance there was to perform, I'd be on that stage performing and dragging my parents along to watch me.
Wow, dope.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, you definitely have the eye of the tiger. You're very driven. You know, of course, moving to Toronto, that's a big, big thing as well. I know, I went to Toronto about 15, 17 years ago or so. There's a nice big scene out there. A lot of, you know, I was more into the, turntablism and hip hop scene. So I kind of followed a lot of, shouts to DJ Dopey from Toronto. Shouts to, what's his face? Scratch Bastard, who is originally from Halifax. Yeah. You know Scratch Bastard? Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't heard of him.
You haven't heard of him? Okay. He was originally from Halifax. He moved to Toronto. He's kind of like a scratch DJ. And DJ Dopey was big about 20 years ago or so. He won the 2003 World DMC Championships in 2003. So I know him pretty good out there. And yeah, man, just... dope scene out there in Toronto, of course. Like you said, it's a melting pot. There's a lot of opportunities. So you do a lot of shows out there, and
Before I started recording music, I made sure that I got out there and performed any chance I got. So like any club that offered open mics or anything like that, like the Night Owl, I performed at the Baby G, different other clubs like that. So
That's awesome.
Yeah, love to perform. I love to perform.
That's why we got to get her out in Winnipeg, maybe sometime in the summertime,
sure.
Fly out here, do a show. I know a bunch of artists like yourself that do that type of neo soul R&B flavor. And speaking of which, I think so what would you say is your first recording that you did? Like your first song, would you say?
Yeah, so the first song I recorded was called Fool for You, and it's actually featuring a rapper. He's from Halifax, but he lives in Toronto, Diano.
Okay.
And I released that track in 2018, along with the music video. And that was an R&B song, but I also did some to dancehall, and there's a bit of like a pop vibe as well.
Okay.
Like a little bit of a bounce track. So that was my first single I released 3 years ago now.
3 years ago now. Wow. Okay, awesome. I know you sent me some joints here, three tracks, actually. I was thinking we can get into... one of those tracks, and I would give the people out there a little bit of your flavor, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's see what Winnipeg thinks.
So what track do you think we should get into, man? I went through all these songs, they're really nice.
Thank you. I think, why don't we play Shoulda Known? I just dropped that track a few weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
And I also got the video for it.
Nice.
It's a very personal song. It was about a relationship I was in. And there ended up being infidelity, but mm-hmm. heartfelt, it's honest, and at the end, you know, I come out on top, as you should.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You kind of answered my question, like, you know, what was the inspiration behind that one, but it looks like, yeah, you went through some drama there. But I mean, that's something, a song everyone can relate to. I actually got a couple friends right now that are going through some breakups, so I know, but just kind of telling them, you know, it's not you're not the only one. You just have to realize other people are going through the same struggle, if not worse, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, yeah, you know, you learn from it and something better is going to come along.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're going to get into Shoulda Known. This, I believe, is produced by, let me see, was it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that's who you mentioned earlier. All right. We're going to get into that right now, y'all, from the T-Dot, from the 6. And then we'll be right back. This is Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW, on DJ Platform with very special guest, Amanda May, in the building. Yeah. Y'all, so yeah, that was the Shoulda Known by Amanda May. And that's definitely a song that everyone can relate to, because everyone's gone through the dramas, the trials and tribulations of relationships, marriages, you know what I'm saying? Any form of relationship is rough, man.
Yeah. And
so that one you said you just dropped recently.
I did. I dropped it November 4th.
November 4th. Wow.
Actually, it'll be like a month tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. So is that kind of like a preview or a sample of let's say an album you're looking to drop in the new year?
So I'm actually working on an album to drop next year. I'm not sure when yet. Probably closer to the fall time.
Oh, okay.
But that's definitely one of the songs that will be on the album.
Wow.
I never limit myself in terms of sound and everything like that, but that is a sneak peek of what's to come.
Yeah. That one, it has a nice video too, y'all. You got to go check out the video.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It was a lot of fun to make.
It looks very, very professional. It looks like, you know, like Hype Williams did the video or something. I don't know.
And honestly, my producer shot the video.
Oh.
That
wow.
Is correct, though. Yeah. He shot the video as well.
Wow. Well, shouts to him, man. He's definitely next level. That was an amazing video.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Of course, you look gorgeous as usual in the video.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, no problem. So that is. Also, I want to get into some of your contacts. So if people out there want to reach out to you, maybe do a collab, or maybe give you some beats. Tell people out there your socials, your email and such.
Yeah, for sure. So on Instagram, my Instagram is Amanda May, Amanda MAE Sound. Mm-hmm. So you can hit me up there. My email is amandamaysound@gmail.com. I'm on all social media. It's the same handle, Amanda May Sound, so I'm easy to find, and I'm on all the music platforms as well. Don't forget to follow.
Nice. And is your music, is it available on Apple Music or
Yeah, it's available on Spotify, Apple, okay. Deezer,
that's good.
YouTube, Amazon. Yeah, the list goes on. You'll find me.
Well, that's good. Awesome. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So yeah, and also I was reading your bio here. I think you had a little EP.
I dropped my EP called No Distractions last year, April 2020.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was my first ever EP, so my first body of work, and I'm still super proud of it. Probably one of my biggest accomplishments.
Oh, that's awesome. So how many tracks on that?
There were four tracks on it.
Four tracks on there. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So that's one you just threw out. Was it on social media you threw it out, or how did you release it?
Yeah, on social media, and it's, again, all the songs are on all music platforms as well.
Okay, cool.
And, I shot two videos for the song No Distractions and another song Leopard Print.
Oh, nice. Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, yeah, I said, you know, I mean, of course, we're in the COVID era right now, but before that, we had a lot of different. We had Jazz Fest, we had Folk Fest, we had Soca Reggae Fest, we had all these festivals out here in Winnipeg, because it's center of Canada, so a lot of artists all the way from Canada come to Winnipeg to do their thing and network and stuff, things start dying down, we'll definitely have to get you to come out here, do a show, link up with some artists, you know, do some collaborations and... see how it is in Peg City. But, you know, the thing is, I do say the summer. I don't say the winter, because you don't want to come to Peg City in the wintertime, because we get
cold.
Yeah, we get down to minus 30, minus 40.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've ever felt minus 40.
Oh, my gosh. It's death, cold. Man. It's, that's usually December, January, February months. And, they advise you to not stay outside longer than 5 minutes, because your skin will freeze.
No.
Yeah. So you literally have to run in and out of wherever you're going.
Oh my god.
Or else you're gonna freeze. Yeah, it's that bad.
Like, I know I grew up in Ottawa and it's cold. Like, -30 is probably the max, but -40, that's another level.
Yeah. Totally is. Well, yeah, you know, like they say, we're in the prairie provinces, so kind of Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, we all experience the same type of weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but, my gosh. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, that's why I say it won't get you to come. You wouldn't want to come back if you came out here in the wintertime.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stick to the summertime.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we should get into some songs. Either that, name me a song that either influenced you or a song that you're playing today that you're just like, man, this is my jam. This is my style. This is what I like to vibe out to.
I would say, well, I'm into, I love Snow Allegra. She is like a great R&B artist. Also JoJo. Mm-hmm. She's another artist I've been following for a long time, and Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably say right now, Jasmine Sullivan's Pick Up Your Feelings, that track.
Okay.
It's like gold, in my opinion.
Okay, dope. So that is, so that's a song that came out when, the last like year or two, or is that a throwback?
Yeah, I believe it came out earlier this year.
Oh, okay.
Her project, I think she's even nominated for a Grammy.
So. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, all right. So nice. Okay, good. So we're gonna get into that track, y'all. That way, kind of get into to the artist's vibe and mind state and see what she's vibing out to influence her to write these songs. You know, I mean, I think that's very important because influence and inspiration is really big in terms of the music you put out and everything. So yeah, okay, good. So we're gonna get into that track. And then we'll be right back. So again, this is Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW in Winnipeg. And we're also online through CKUW.ca if you guys want to stream our show live as well. And we'll be back in a short right after this joint, y'all.
Funny how I finally flipped the script on you. And you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy, how I caught you slipping up. You're off the lease, run me my keys. No more buffing up the hitter, yeah. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. New phone, who it is? Brand new, like the whip. Rack it up, no assist. Make bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, need a zip. Hennessy. Take a sip, look at my jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning, boy, please, I don't need it. Memory, all that shit, you could keep it. Forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't need no pieces. Run the money to get for you. You ran out of chances, ever gave me. Yeah, listen, now you're listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson. Yeah, and I ain't coming back. And you missed it, what you had now. And I bet you all the good is doing. Expensive, no more enemies, papa, visitors, hands tied, no grip, I ain't got no room for extra baggage, so don't forget to come and pick up your feelings, don't need no pieces, you need to hurry up in your feelings, I'm not gonna do what my heart once was, but you have. But I had it now. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave me. So now I'm saving me. And I made my peace. So you can run them streets. But don't forget to come back.
Rachel, thanks for tuning in to Redbox Radio here. We are back now live in Winnipeg, And if you guys want to download the show, you can definitely go to cqw.ca, go underneath the archives, look up Redbox Radio, and you will see all the previous shows. They used to do actually like 3 or 4 weeks, but now they're back like maybe even a couple of months. So you can go and stream the shows that you've missed and download them, stream them, what have you, and yeah, support the show, man. Been here for 10 years plus, so we really appreciate all the love that we receive from all you listeners out there. So so Amanda May's in the building. She's got some new music out, and I received a promotional email from an individual by the name of Eric Alper. So I was wondering, how'd you link up with Mr. Eric Alper?
Yeah, so actually my producer's manager, she gave me a heads up about him. I believe she used to work at E1, and I believe he was one of the directors there, but he's also a publicist, well-known publicist, as we all know. We just kind of sent him an email and sent him our EPK, and that's how we got in touch. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he definitely sends me some gems here and there from artists.
Yeah. He's super sweet. He's amazing.
Really?
He's been in this business a long time and knows what he's doing. So.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. And so he has a nice little write-up in the email. I was pretty impressed. It was very professional and everything.
Yeah.
And he's looks like he's been doing this for a while. So he talks about... You had a working relationship with Ayaz Virani?
Yeah. So Ayaz Virani, he's actually another artist as well, very talented, and a very, very talented songwriter. And I wrote a song called Should Have Known, and then he really tweaked it and made it what that song is today. I have to give respect to him for that because he transformed it into something unimaginable. So, we co-wrote the song together, but I have to give it to him. He's very talented.
Oh, okay. So he knows how to get everything all nice and tight and
exactly.
Saying as much as possible with least amount of words, I guess.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to explain that. For sure. Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
My favorite. Line is like, broken hearts don't bleed forever. You must think you're clever playing me a fool. Smile till I can keep my head up. And it's like, now you're just fuel. Like, that's just, like, that line is probably one of my favorites that he wrote.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. And it also says you're a self-taught singer. So you didn't really take any music lessons or anything, eh?
Honestly, maybe singing lessons for 6 months when I was in my teens, and that's about it.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
I guess I'm kind of lucky.
Yeah, you just naturally have a nice voice.
I can sing, right?
Yeah. Well, of course you can. Yeah. Yeah, you have a nice voice. Yeah.
Do you do
like vocal training exercises or anything like that, or
to keep yourself? Here and there, but I mean, honestly, I should do more. And I mean, you should never limit yourself. Every singer has a vocal coach, so it doesn't matter how talented you are, it's something that you definitely need.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to damage your vocal cords either, right? And it helps you progress and become an even better singer than you are now. So.
Yeah. That's what I heard, like, for some singers to be able to keep the range that they have to keep, like, doing, like, scales and
octaves and stuff.
Yeah, warm-up stuff, yeah.
So yeah, I was
watching an interview with Mariah Carey, and her mother is a vocal coach.
Yeah, and an opera singer.
An opera singer, yeah, that's right. So she trains her, and she can go all the way up to the 7th or 8th octave. I'm not too sure how high that is. That one song that she sings, Emotions. That's that one song, Emotions, which she goes really high.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it almost doesn't seem real, but it's like, man.
Yeah. You definitely can train yourself to be better and achieve more with your vocal ability.
Yeah.
With a coach as well. So, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So do you do any dancing or anything like that?
Oh my God, dancing. I'm not the greatest dancer, no.
Oh, okay.
If you like, I could do like, you know, Mariah Carey, since we're speaking of her, the honey, the little honey dance.
Oh, okay.
Dance, thing she did in that video. That's about as far as it goes.
Okay. So you're not going to do any like TLC dancing or anything like that?
No. I'll save that for them.
Where you have like three or four girls, or Janet Jackson, like Rhythm Nation, you got like four or five girls and they're all doing that.
I wish. Yeah. I wish.
Oh, okay, okay.
Not Amanda May, no.
Oh, that's all good, that's all good. So, yeah. Okay, so yeah, man, I mean, like, you know, we went through, let's see. Yeah, Should Have Known, that was a really nice track. I have a couple other ones here. This one called Leopard Print. I mean, that one, I checked that video out. It's a nice video, man.
Thank you.
Jesus. I'm not even going to ask you. I'm not even going to ask you where you got that outfit.
Which one? In the tub or in the leopard print?
The leopard one. I was like, holy smokes, man.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun, that video.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of fun. Obviously, when you're watching the video, it looks like nothing ever went wrong, but a lot went wrong, but, you know.
Oh.
Behind the scenes.
So when was that shot?
That was actually shot about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we shot it during the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't too difficult to shoot it, because there was just enough staff and enough people involved where there weren't any restrictions or issues like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, that's good you were able to pull it off before the vaccine.
Yeah, you know, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, we had our masks and everyone was safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like have like hundreds of people there or whatnot, but yeah, we were able to accomplish it during a pandemic, so.
Wow, incredible.
I'll pat myself on the back for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'm not even going to start talking about the bathtub portion of the video.
I was like, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, you guys need to just go to YouTube and check out Amanda May Leopard Print. Just type that in there. You know, you already will know what I'm talking about when I'm saying we can't talk about that on air. But
check it out.
You gotta check it out. So yeah, and of course, like I mean, how long does it take you to write these songs, man? Because these lyrics are pretty dope, actually. Like, what'd you say?
Yeah, so this song, this isn't a song that I wrote, but I arranged it.
Oh, okay.
It was actually written by Marquise Brown. He's actually a songwriter from Virginia.
Oh.
And, yeah, I know. Jeez. The power of social media. I never met him. I still haven't met him in real life. He messaged me on Instagram 2 years ago.
Okay.
And he just sent me some songs, and I was going through them, and this one really spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of got in the studio with Rec Zone and started, you know, coming up with melodies and things like that, and then turned out to be the song that it's out now.
Nice, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, I think that kind of sets the stage for Leopard Print, y'all. We're going to play that one for you. Like I said, go check the video on YouTube, and you'll thank me later on that one, that's for sure. And Amanda May, Leopard Print, let's get into this, y'all. Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW in Winnipeg.
Barely scratching the surface, trying to reach your love. You mentioned that we should switch it up. Of adrenaline as we become closer in love than before. The rush takes over and I'm ready to go. We at an all-time high. I'm so ready to let go. Feeling my adrenaline coming down. Baby, set the tone. Hear my leopard print, print, print. Hear my leopard.
So we're back, and that was Leopard Print by Amanda May here. We have live all the way from Toronto. Do they still call it the Six? Because I know it was the T-Dot like 20 years ago.
Yeah, they still call it the Six.
They still call it the Six.
I think people from here call it whatever they feel like they want to call it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I think what's current is the Six still.
Six. Yeah, okay. Because I remember I'm sure you know Cardinal Official.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a song called "I'm from the T Dot." I rep it
everywhere I go.
Yeah. 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 We play a lot of Canadian stuff out here, man. Cardinal. I mean, who else? Yeah. Well, taking it way back, Maestro Fresh West. You might be too young to remember Maestro.
I know one song.
Oh, okay. let your backbone slide or drop the needle.
Yeah,
which one? Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That's usually the one. Yeah, man. And I mean, out of Winnipeg, I mean, who could you say? I mean, Mood Rough was pretty big. They were big like 20 years ago with Adario and Spitz. I don't know if those names ring a bell or whatnot. And then he became DJ Dow Jones Spitz after a while. So they came out of Winnipeg. And then another big group was Freak Show. But they were like way back though. They were like about around 2000s, I guess. But they had the first Winnipeg video played on Rap City.
Oh,
Freak Show, yeah, from 1996.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I was
four.
Yeah, that's taking it way way back. Yeah, man. And it was just a raw beat. And just I'm just going off, just spitting rhymes, you know. It wasn't anything fancy. And they're out in the snow, and they're wrestling and stuff. It was it's kind of a funny video, but
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, Freak Show, man.
Yeah.
And then we had like a lot of DJs come out of Winnipeg. DJ Brace, DJ Grasshopper, DJ Finesse. They were really big out of Winnipeg, and they kind of toured all across Canada. I would say probably like our biggest artist or group was probably the Guess Who.
Yeah.
They sing that song, "These Eyes Cry Every Night for You."
Yeah.
And then another group that was big is the Crash Test Dummies. Never heard of the Crash Test Dummies?
I've heard the name. I don't know their music, though.
Yeah, and they had a song called "Superman Never Made Any Money Saving the World from Solomon Grundy." You don't remember that one?
Love the vocals. No.
No, you don't.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, of course, you would have been like just coming out of the womb around that time, anyways.
Yeah.
That was like early 90s. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a big thing out here called Peg City Holla. It was like a Canadian festival for like hip hop and R&B, and everybody.
What?
Yeah, this was like around 99, 2000, 2001, and everybody across Canada would come to Winnipeg, and they would showcase their, you know, breakdancing, graffiti, rapping, singing, all that type of stuff. Yeah, it was really big.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was
Winnipeg.
I know.
Seriously. It
was around that time when, like, the whole hip-hop R&B scene was really big. You know, the
yeah.
Eminem was just coming out. Nelly was out. This was around the
yeah.
turn of the millennium, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like the scene was really, really big at that time. So, and then, of course, just things just died down after a while. But, how about for hip-hop? Like, who's some of your favorite hip-hop acts, would you say?
J. Cole,
oh.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, I love J. Cole. Currently, I love Schoolboy Q.
Oh, okay, interesting. Okay,
you were not expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Rick Ross.
Whoa, that's one. I wasn't expecting that
every
at all.
Every time I say that, people don't expect that, but I love Rick Ross. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, everybody's definitely copying the. I think he's the originator of the beard. I think.
Right?
Yeah, because after him, then DJ Khaled and LeBron James,
yes.
and everybody's rocking a beard these days.
He started the trend, okay,
yeah.
guys?
I think so.
I just feel like when I listen to Rick Ross, I just feel like rich. Like, I don't know if you know what I mean, but like, just heavy instrumentals and like, I just see gold and money.
Oh, wow. Well,
when I work out at the gym, that's what I see.
Interesting. So it's I wonder if that's how a lot of people feel on a mass level. I mean, it's just the lifestyle.
Sure.
They're gravitated towards the lifestyle and the imagery and the lifestyle. Yeah, and of course, you know, if you're a guy, all the women and the popularity and stuff. And,
right.
Yeah.
So.
Man, that's crazy. Okay, well, you know, we should get into. You know, this show's predominantly hip-hop. We do sprinkle a little R&B in every now and then, but what hip-hop joint would you say, oh, that's my jam, man, this is one I bang all the time, you know, Rick Ross or whoever that you've thrown out there, which one would you want to get into there?
Okay, do you remember the song Here I Am by Rick Ross?
It rings a bell. It rings a bell, but
like, I got a bunch of dollars, I'm gonna spend it on cars.
Oh, okay. I personally don't bump a lot of Rick Ross personally.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I'm like a pro New York hip hop enthusiast.
Okay.
So I listen mostly New York hip hop, but yeah, okay, we can get into that. Sorry, what was the name of the track again?
Here I Am.
Here I Am by Rick Ross. Whoa, so this is taken aback. What year did this come out, would you say?
I think this is like 2005.
Oh, wow, okay.
And like a while ago.
Yeah.
A while ago.
That was around the Kanye West era and an auto-tune era, I guess. T-Pain was probably big around that time, I think, doing the auto-tune. All right. So we're going to get into some of that right now on Red Box Radio, 95.9 FM, CKOW. Again, we're speaking to the lovely and very talented Amanda May here, all the way from Toronto. And, if you want to get in touch with her, you can hit her up on social media. You can just search for her on Facebook, Amanda May. That's how I was able to link up with her. And, get in touch with her, man. She's very friendly. So if you're a producer, send her some tracks. If you're an artist, you want to do a collab, hit her up. She'll definitely go ahead and do a collaboration with you, man. You never know. She'll be a nice track. She'll bless you with a nice track. All right, so let's get into that Rick Ross track, man. We don't play a lot of Rick Ross on this show, but this will definitely.
Now you do.
Yeah, now we do. Thanks to Miss Amanda May. Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
I like what you did to the Chevy, babe.
Baby, this is just the beginning. I'm going to have 30 cars.
30 cars.
30 cars, baby.
Vacation. Get your behind out of that car and get in this house. I told you about hanging out with those darn studs. Get out of there. You know I don't play that foolishness.
Ricky Russ. There's something special right here. Excuse me. Just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house, too. Come on.
Or that new white BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State. Cooking like home ec for financial aid. I hella doubt she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime my finances is straight. I even opened up the door to the financial states. She used to fight with her mom till I sat them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Now she knows she getting sliced. Spending nights in Milan. We still together. Cheated on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can't be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Looking for that other when you got the best. The previous was a test for you, now you're in the big league. A black Steinbrenner, who wouldn't want to play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he dead it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't even get it. No, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think you're funny. And that's straight up real talk. All booed the side, she replied, I like to do the wild thing. Took place at my place, not my place, it's her place, yeah.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Cheddar, knock the man off your clothesline sweater. Get her, gorilla. Chauffeurs, I went and got more killers. I rock when it's like fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous. But you make it look glamorous. Yes, I'm getting strap heels, not for amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy, job like Roxy. Walk quite Aki, that means sexy. I will save you if you let me. Fly with me, it is mean. A lot of alphabets, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches. We show stoppers, just watch it.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can't be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
All right, and we're back, y'all. And, man, hope you enjoyed that Rick Ross joint, man. We don't play a lot of Rick Ross on this show, so that was definitely a treat for you Rick Ross fans out there. Yeah. I mean, our show, for those that don't know out there, our show is kind of like a throwback show, so we're taking you back to the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. I mean, I guess now, since we're almost in 2022, the 2000s right. Would be considered old school now.
Yeah, like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so more than that. When you dial into the oldie station, you're gonna hear some Nelly, you're gonna hear some Eminem, yeah. you're gonna hear some Chingy, you're gonna hear some of that, you're gonna hear some G Unit.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I think that's old school. Like that's just weird to hear.
Yeah, it is weird to hear. Yeah. Well, I mean, 50 Cent came out almost like 2003 was when 50 Cent yeah. came out, so. That's almost
wild.
20 years ago, yeah.
So wild.
Getting close. And speaking of anniversaries, Dr. Dre is going to be celebrating 30 years of The Chronic, the first Chronic album he dropped in 92.
Wow.
With nothing but a G thing.
Wow.
Yeah. And he's him, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, Kendrick.
Mary.
Yeah, him. Yeah, and speaking of Mary J. Blige... Today, she's dropping two new tracks off of her brand new album that's coming out in the first quarter of 2022.
Okay, I need to check that out.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her too, yeah.
Like,
So I just watched her documentary on Amazon.
Yeah, she's definitely had a roller coaster of a life, man. She's been through a lot.
A lot.
She's probably my all-time favorite R&B singer, I'd have to actually say. I got all her albums from What's the 411 all the way up to Strength of a Woman.
Yeah.
Which came out in 2017. That was her last album, so that'll be 5 years next year. So, and she said during that time she went through a divorce.
So
she's been through a lot, so she's got some stories to tell, and she's going to drop another album, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
But now, for me, nothing beats her stuff from the 90s, though.
My Life.
Yeah, My Life, What's the 411, and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all
my
those.
My favorite is No More Drama. That's, like, one of my favorite songs of hers.
Yeah, No More Drama, yeah. And Breakthrough, that was another good album, too, from, like, 04, 05 or something like that. It came out.
Yeah.
Breakthrough, yeah. That's the one that had Be Without You, Baby.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, it's an awesome song.
I remember that video.
Yeah, the video is tight, too, man. Yeah, so getting back to that, I mean, she's, in January, she's turning 51, which is amazing.
She looks
amazing for 51. Amazing. But Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar all performing at the Super Bowl, the halftime show.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's in February, man.
That's crazy. I don't think they've never had a show like that before. Like,
no,
never.
No way. But you know the funny part about it is they said they have like 12 to 14 minutes to do a show, to do a performance.
What?
That's
How
it.
Is that going to be possible?
I know. So they're just going to just go
Mary
in.
A Mary J. Blige run is like 5 minutes.
I know.
Like.
So they're just going to do each person's going to do like a verse of a song kind of thing.
Okay.
Because they got like 5 artists to cram into like 14 minutes. Yeah.
That's not enough time.
Not enough time at all, man.
They're going to make it amazing, but...
Yeah.
Wow. We'll see what happens.
I know. Because you got to remember, it's like it's not really a concert. It's kind of like a halftime performance of a football game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So halftime shows usually, or halftime of football games are usually 20 minutes. Wow. So they got 14 minutes to perform, and of course there's commercials in there. There's commentary, you know, they talk about the game and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why they only got 14 minutes. Yeah, I know. It's insane.
But you're right. It's never that long halftime.
And the thing is, too, with a halftime show is that they don't even get paid. I don't know, like a lot of people don't know that. The artists that perform, they don't get paid.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess their payment is exposure.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yeah, you figured it out because you got to understand. There's like about 100 million. There's 100. I read the stats. There's like 100 million Americans watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's true.
So that's like one in every 3-4 people in the entire United States watch the. So that's like a lot of free advertising and publicity.
Well, that's true. I mean, even the commercials that they have, like, I'm sure you have to pay up to even get a spot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, like, if I was performing on that, I'd just be thinking about promotion, like, how can I market myself, and how can I get people
Definitely.
To... Yeah, exactly. So, I can imagine those 5 artists get out there the next, like, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. They're going to have, like, tons of streams on Apple Music and everything. Yeah, because everyone's going to be into their music now because they've seen them.
And
so.
the audience is such a variety, in terms of age, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Old fans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to be at the new SoFi Stadium. It's the world's most expensive stadium. It's in it's in Inglewood, California, and it's worth $5 billion.
Billion?
Yeah, $5 billion that new stadium. Yeah, they opened it up last year.
Wow.
And it took them like 5 years to build it.
Wow.
Yeah, it has like the most technologically advanced, like, scoreboard. It's, like, double-sided, and it's, like, rectangular-shaped.
Okay. Well, then the show might be something we don't expect.
Yeah, exactly. It's the most... It's the best stadium, as of right now, it's the best stadium in the entire world. From engineering, from technology, from design, everything.
I'm excited now.
Yeah, man. It's definitely going to be interesting to see how that's going to go down. So, support all those artists, man. Word on the street is Dr. Dre is going to be dropping a new album too They said that they're hinting December, but I'm sure it'll be sometime, just either December, January, or February, because the whole Super Bowl thing is happening.
Probably
so.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably before that. And of course, Snoop put out a couple albums this year. I'm a big Snoop Dogg fan. I'm still bumping his From the Streets to the Suites album, which dropped 420 this year. Amazing project. And then, of course, Kendrick Lamar is going to be there. Eminem's still there. Eminem put out albums this year, one last year. So he's always dropping stuff. Shouts to Eminem. He's going to be 50 next year. Shouts to who else is going to be 50 next year? The Rock. Dwayne Johnson's going to be 50 next year.
No way.
Yeah.
He's my husband. He doesn't know.
He's a lot of women's husbands. Trust me, man.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I'm like the millionth in line.
Yeah. But it's hard to believe he's going to be 50 next year. Yeah, man.
That's funny.
Yeah. But, okay. Wow. So, we're kind of got another 12 minutes or so before we get to the wrap up the first hour here. We're going to get into this other joint we're kind of have on standby here. This is Biggest Fan. That's right, Biggest Fan. So, tell us a little backstory about that. You know, like, who produced it and how that came together.
So again, Rec Zone, of course, he produced the track. It's an R&B track, but there's more of like a pop vibe for sure. There's a lot of guitar involved as well. And then I actually worked with a songwriter, Tyson Morris, and we wrote the song together. Basically, it's just a song about resurgence again, you know, about another relationship that didn't work out so well, but it's just like knowing that you don't need anybody and that you need to be content with yourself first, and knowing that you deserve more and deserve better. So.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
You can sit there and be my biggest fan now that I've blown up. But, like, I deserve better, and you can stay right there, basically.
I see. Interesting. Okay. Wow. So a little revenge on that joint, but that's awesome. Okay. Wow. So do you see your new album? I was just wondering, do you see your new album coming out on either vinyl or CD or even cassette?
Well, I mean, is it even possible to do cassette?
Yeah.
I know you can, yeah.
There is. There's still people out there, like hardcore collectors, that still go out and look for cassette tape.
I think it'd be really cool to get it on vinyl.
Yeah.
So just see that. I actually have another artist, Kane's Woods. He's a hip hop artist, and he has his latest EP on a vinyl. And I'm like, this is so dope.
Yeah.
Like,
how about mini disc?
It was just for me to have for myself.
How about mini disc?
Mini disc.
Yeah.
Like CDs? Is that before CDs? I had cassette tapes when I was younger.
Yeah. Mini discs was. It was kind of a battle between CDs and mini discs at the time. This was like
I only know about CDs, cassettes.
Yeah, it's like a smaller version of a CD, but it was called mini disc. It was out by Sony at the time. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of battle between formats when different formats were coming out, like Blu-ray and HD DVD. That was a big battle, and then VHS and Betamax. That was a battle.
Yeah.
So there's, that's two companies going at it, and then just one kind of prevails. But, it's just, it's funny just having music on different formats. It's kind of interesting. Physical formats, something that you can hold in your hand and read the liner notes and have a collection and have a little CD stand and have your collection and be proud of it. I know, I miss that too. Yeah, I know. All right. So we're going to get into Biggest Fan featuring the very lovely and talented Amanda May, all the way from Toronto, Canada. And again, this is Redbox Radio, 95.9 FM, CKW in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, a.k.a. Peg City. All right, let's get into it, y'all.